Polly's mum was a cheetah that was released back into the wild in Omotako in 2008 by CCF. She received a tracking collar, and in that way her movements could be followed. One day in 2009, she stopped moving and someone went out to see what had happened to her. Unfortunately, Polly's mum had gotten caught in a fence and died. Polly and her three brothers, Mischief, Phil and Tony, were only 3 months old, way too young to be able to survive in the wild without their mother. But they were thankfully caught and brought to CCF. Polly lived most of her life with her best friend Rahini. Although females in the wild live on their own, these two had a very special bond because they grew up together at CCF. Throughout the years they lived with other males and females as well. But the constant was always having each other, until Rahini passed away in 2021. After that, Polly was paired up with her brother Mischief, who had lived with Phil up until then. The introduction between the two went very easy, despite the fact that they hadn't seen each other in more than 10 years. The two of them lived together for a few years until Mischief passed away in 2023 due to kidney failure. Then Polly was introduced to a group of three females, Nandi, Rainbow and Aurora, where she lived up until her passing. Polly was always the boss of the other cheetahs, and it only took her giving them one smack for them to accept this. They would never challenge her. She was quite a large female cheetah, and had a beautiful, darker orange colour to her coat. She was very regal, and had a way of carrying herself, and only let her selective few get close to her. This was obvious both regarding other cheetahs, but also with her keepers. She was a stubborn old lady, who only did things when she wanted to and at her own pace. This made her a favourite among the keepers, especially Justin, who had a soft spot for her, and it was like she knew it. If she didn't want to pay attention to her other keepers, Justin would be asked to get his old lady to listen, and it would usually work. Cheetahs in the wild won't usually live longer than around 10 to 12 years if they're lucky. Being almost 16 years old, Polly was the oldest resident cheetah we had at the centre in Namibia. At the end of November 2024, Polly's keepers noticed she wasn't feeling that well. She was getting slower and her appetite went down. We took a blood sample from her, which showed that her kidneys unfortunately weren't doing so well. It's very common for older cheetahs, like our domestic cats at home, to experience kidney problems when they get older. We made some changes to her diet and trained her through positive reinforcement training so she would allow us to give her subcutaneous fluids every day to try and help her kidneys out a bit. This also worked for some time. She got more energy and her appetite came back, but at the beginning of February 2025 she stopped eating and she didn't want to work with her keepers anymore to receive the fluids. The kindest thing was to accept her way of telling us that enough was enough, and let her go peacefully. This is never an easy decision, and broke our hearts to say goodbye. She was a true queen among cheetahs, and we will always remember her this way. We want to thank all of Polly's sponsors, who have sponsored Polly throughout her life. We are only able to give our cheetahs the best possible care because of your continuous support. Thank you.